Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Do we continue the debate?
Should we?
I'm down.
But no, you know what? Ghani brought up a really good point, actually, when we were doing the debate on the air. There's a lot of people that I'm not sure if we can say things about or how we feel and whatnot. And so I don't even want to get involved in it.
You don't want to upset people because everyone has their own opinion.
That's exactly it. You don't want to discredit and discount people for certain things.
And you really got to separate their artistry from their assholery.
Right. Exactly.
And who are you talking about, opinion. Nate? You go first.
Well, nope. Not saying it.
I mean, if we're doing that, right, because obviously, you know, Michael Jackson's going to make it on there and stuff like that, but Chris Brown, people would make an argument that he's incredible. If you look at his sales, he's a great dancer. He writes all kinds of stuff.
But is
he's
he
an
the
artist,
greatest
artist
of all time?
I don't know if any of these people are the greatest of all time. I know mine are, but I don't know about yours.
I don't think Chris Brown's in the GOAT conversation, though.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, he's good.
Have you been to a Chris Brown concert?
I have.
It's incredible.
No. It really is. But I'm saying, when you're talking the greatest of all time, that's another level. Like, I'm with you. When somebody says Kanye, you want to go, well, what about all this other stuff? But then it's hard to find somebody who's done the other things he's done.
Yeah, he's done a lot. And he has spawned other artists. And he is, you know, he's a nut job. And we all know that. But he's still pretty damn creative and has been, you know, on top. I really want to give it to Rihanna. So I'm going to.
What about Green Day?
I mean,
Talented, but the greatest of all time.
I just have a problem with voting for anyone who is manufactured by a record label. Back in the day, before
Isn't that all of them?
That's it. I know.
Well, hold on. Before internet, record labels would kind of like mold and, you know, kind of help people.
They would
along
pay
the
people
way.
Off in cocaine
and cash.
And so,
Donnie, that might be part of the stuff we shouldn't talk about.
Let's hear his argument.
The reason why I want to put my vote for Lady Gaga rather than discredit others that were made nameless on that hill and the aforementioned, I feel that she came up in the internet age where she struggled by playing small club to small club. She, in addition to writing all her music and playing all the instruments and starring in a film where she won an Oscar and she's got all these Grammys, you know she's a great actor, but she's a show person. She's like, meaning like she can do it all. She's the complete entertainer. And she did it in an age where there's so much static and noise. By when I say static and noise, I mean there's so much going on now. It's hard to cut through it all. And Gaga has done that in an era that is impossible to do it in. And static and noise, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, it's, I mean, there's so many options. People have got their phones. There's so many ways to experience music and things. It's hard to be that superstar like a Michael Jackson or a Madonna when there was no noise. There was no internet. It was like the labels put people in front of you and then you consume them like good consumers do. Gaga jumped in and just fucking just annihilated it all, shattered it all.
But so did all the other people that we're talking about. They did too.
Also, Gaga won an Oscar for a song. I don't want to make sure we don't say she won an Oscar for acting.
It would still count if she won it, if she got a Tony and a Grammy.
Yes, but she won an Oscar for doing something she normally does, which is music. I'm saying there's a difference. That's
all. But she's still an actress in some films. But do you
guys, but she didn't win an Oscar for that.
No, I see the point you're trying to make. Listen, we could debate this till the end of time, right? And then somebody else would come along and challenge who we were all saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, to Danielle's point, like, I think Ed Sheeran is just phenomenal as far as songwriting goes, artistry. If you've ever seen him on stage at a show, he is up there solo. He will loop his beats, he will loop guitar riffs, and he does an entire show solo.
There's no dancing and no manufactured anything. It's Ed, pure Ed on the stage. Plus, he has worked with hip-hop artists and a top 40 artists and country artists, and he has crossed over all these genres, and he sounds good with everything he touches. It's kind of crazy.
And then, I don't know if you know this song. It's called I See Fire, and it's on the Hobbit soundtrack, and Ed Sheeran was so excited to write it, record it. The morning he went to go record it, he goes, I won't put a violin on there. I'll just learn how to play. He learned how to play a violin in the span of like 2 hours to put it on the track.
Yeah.
So then maybe
can do that?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Ryan Tedder, we saw him pick up a guitar and then turn around and play the piano. Yeah. I mean, some of these people are just incredibly talented. Maybe we need to switch this debate. Because some of the things that I'm talking about are more like overarching in pop culture versus just an artist being an artist. So I think that there are different categories probably for this, right?
Okay.
Because Ed Sheeran, he writes everything. If we're just talking about who has written the most, then you could say Ed Sheeran, Ryan Tedder, these type of people. If you're talking about pop culture icons, I think Kanye West and Rihanna definitely would fall into that. Because, I mean, Rihanna is a billionaire. She's the first one, so you can't argue with her success and that she is at the top of everything. I mean, I think even when it comes to sales, she's beyond all of these people that we're mentioning. I don't know why or how, but she is. So, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to throw a name out there, and most people listening probably don't know who this is. Max Martin.
Oh, yeah,
I know who it is.
You know who this is?
Yeah.
The producer?
Yeah.
25 number one singles since 1998. Baby One More Time by Britney. It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. So What by Pink. My Life Would Suck Without You, Kelly Clarkson. California Girls.
Waiting for a good song, Nate.
Teenage Dream, Katy Perry. Raise Your Glass, Pink. Hold It Against Me, E.T. Last Friday Night, Part of Me. One More Night by Maroon 5. I mean,
now he wrote these.
He wrote these and produced them.
But that's a different category.
Yeah, now you could bring people like Diane Warren,
the greatest writer of all time. You know,
Missy and Timbaland.
Like, I mean, he's got five or six hits by, Katy Perry, four or five by Taylor Swift. Do you think these people would be as successful without these people behind them pulling the strings?
No way.
No.
Max Martin's not like a factory that people get sent to.
Like they pay him millions of dollars and say, hey, Write me a number one song.
Well, now you just gave me a reason to put Jay-Z in the category, too. Because he has spawned the Rock Nation.
Yeah,
by the way, he created Rihanna. So, right? Jay-Z, did he not?
Yeah.
So, and he's had a career of his own. And he's created a lot of artists. So they all owe him. So maybe if you're going in that direction, Jay-Z should be spoken about.
See, I would think Jay-Z over Kanye. In my opinion, I would pick Jay-Z over Kanye for a lot of the reasons Scary just said.
And then we could have, if we're going on that, the argument for Baby, who spawned Lil Wayne and then Drake, Nicki Minaj, and all of those people, right? So I don't know where we even start with this.
How about Babyface? Anyone? L.A. Reid?
I think you have to go Mount Rushmore Pharrell. At this point for the conversation.
I agree.
Just because there's no one greatest.
So who are the four? Be the four greatest. Who are the four that are, can you even come down to four where there's no argument?
Yeah, I think it has to be one for at least from four. You have to determine four main categories and then one from each of the four categories.
And is it still Gandhi's generation or is it all time?
I just said our generation. I was thinking people who are still alive type of stuff.
Diamond's that back there giving stank face because we didn't mention Beyonce once.
Because Beyonce is not the greatest of all time.
She's not.
She's a wonderful performer.
If it's alive, then I'm going with Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Maybe the greatest songwriter of all time.
Yeah.
You could.
And the Beatles. I mean, Paul McCartney, as you said.
Well, but they're not alive.
Look what they... No, but I'm saying is what he's done in his career has to be measured as well.
Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote a lot of the songs together.
Diamond, you want to come in here?
You want to come argue for Beyonce?
Diamond's coming in.
Wait, can't we have categories then? Like best... You know, rap person, best hip hop person.
If there was like best cult leader, Beyonce for sure.
Correct, but that's it.
Greatest of all time.
No, she's not.
Performer as well.
She's a great performer. Period.
She is the performer of.
She's not even Janet Jackson.
Right. She's a great performer.
Bro, Janet Jackson.
I'm not gonna argue, but that's a good move on your part. Then this is the thing. I'll take a step back and I'll say that Beyonce is the greatest performer of all time, and the only reason why I would put her above Michael Jackson, who I think would be number one, is because she has technology on her side at this moment, right? He didn't have that level of technology.
She also had the in, by the way, for people. Again, when I talk about manufactured, no offense, she had a lot of help. She had a lot of help along the way. No, she's awesome. I freaking love her. I went to go see her in concert, sat eighth row. I lost my mind that night. But she's not the greatest of all time.
Okay. The greatest. She's not the greatest performer of all time. Well, no. Which is why I'm saying.
Greatest performer. She just dances.
No, she dances and sings. She's a great performer.
Brody. I know, but she doesn't play an instrument.
She doesn't.
She does.
Does she play the piano. Does she write her own music?
She doesn't write all of it, but if we want to go there, then listen, I'm not going to do this.
She 12 writers for Girls
Around
the World.
I said she's the greatest performer.
And
12
none of them are girls.
No, I said she's the greatest performer.
Oh,
I
give you
that. That's the case. I give you that. And if that's great performer. Wait, no, listen. And if that's the case, then Rihanna doesn't stand a chance. And the reason why is because vocally, Rihanna is not top notch. That's number one.
She's so good.
She is not the best singer. And we're not. She's not even top 10. Then she is not the best performer. She's fun, but she's not the best performer. Yeah. Also, everyone writes for Rihanna. Rihanna has not written one song for herself.
Oh, shade thrown.
And then she's like a businesswoman, right? So she's like, I wouldn't necessarily say she's the greatest artist. I think if we want to talk about built and like manufactured.
Beyonce has influential parents.
Hold on. No, stop, Scary. Stop.
Did they not try to put her sister on everybody like over and over again?
Okay.
Let me make my point.
Solange went nowhere, so how influential are her parents?
Guys, be nice.
Rihanna's, the way that Rock Nation marketed Rihanna after the big situation that happened changed her career indefinitely. Good Girls Gone Bad was good, but if Rated R didn't come right after that and like follow up Full Throttle, the pixie cut, the dark look, she started not giving a F. Listen, I'm telling you right now.
How are you going to say that about Rock Nation when they clearly back Beyonce also?
No, Matthew Knowles built Beyonce.
Right.
Built Beyonce, and then Jay-Z took it and ran with it.
Okay,
I agree.
I don't think there's an argument about her being a great performer. She's a great performer.
Top 10.
I would never say she's the greatest artist of our time.
How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I could do without. I'm just going to be honest.
Why do I feel like everybody was on the same page about Taylor Swift except for Brody?
No, Taylor Swift.
You guys are missing out.
A pop icon, right? I think she is. But, I mean.
Country disowned her.
I mean, okay.
Country well, she didn't disown did guys, her. She disowned country.
Right, scary. She walked away from country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
They can't break up with her. She broke up with them.
Yeah. I started to lose faith in you guys because I'm like, Diamond's not there yet. She's not clapping. But as soon as I saw Diamond start speaking like this.
The nose is sweating.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm serious. You guys, I'm not going to allow you to come for Beyonce like that. Greatest performer of all time. That's
she's
it.
Great.
Okay. Better than Janet. Hold on. Better than Janet Jackson?
I think Chris Brown can outperform her. I'm not even lying. I think he is a way better dancer, singer at the same time. No. Like, he can outperform her.
He can't sing the way Beyonce sings while dancing. It doesn't work.
I think he can.
Ed Sheeran's a better performer, and he doesn't even need to dance. He plays 12 instruments.
Ed Sheeran's music is powerful. Let's put it like that.
It is.
He knows how to make music that feels good in person.
So wouldn't that make him the conversation for one of the best of all time?
He's one of the best artists of all time. Listen, this is the thing. Nobody is competing with Beyonce when it comes to performing.
Yeah,
right?
They are, though.
Okay, Janet Jackson.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
Janet also doesn't. The thing about it is that Janet, the only argument I have about that, Janet is one of the best like performers, right?
But Lady
she
Gaga.
Also, hold on, Dad. She doesn't have. She didn't have the technology in
right,
her
so,
prime.
Right,
that
so
Beyonce
hold on.
Did.
So
That's
I understand
argument.
That. But if you don't have the technology, then isn't harder? So doesn't that give you a little bit of an extra like credit that you had to do it without the technology and doing it with technology would be a little easier?
You might have me stumped there. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take
Froggy, could Beyonce put on a concert if she didn't dance?
That's the only one I'm going to have. I'm done now.
Brody, what were you saying?
I said, could Beyonce put on a concert if she didn't dance? Right? You're saying she's a great performer.
She's a phenomenal singer.
She's a very good singer. But a lot of her performance is choreographed dance that everyone on stage is doing the same dance. Right? She's not reinventing dance. She's doing the same move as the other people who dance. I feel like to be a performer, for me, it's what you like, right? So you like Beyonce's dancing. For me, I like a guitar solo in a rock band with explosions. So for me, Kiss is a better performer than Beyonce.
Oh, dear God.
All right.
Let's talk about Dad.
Because that's you don't like that type of music. For Froggy, he likes, let's say, Brad Paisley, right? Or Rhett, because what they do, what they do is what he likes to watch.
Right.
Right, I think you need someone that transcends just
dancing. Or the
dancing.
Backstreet Boys. When the five of them are dancing with those chairs, that's pretty epic.
Froggy, get the hell out of here with the Backstreet Boys.
I can't say it
Scary
enough.
Likes the Beastie Boys, and they don't dance or play instruments.
Do you think are you arguing that they're the best performers?
I'm arguing that you can like different things.
I'm not allowing my personal taste to enter
the conversation. I'm surprised.
I didn't say that.
That's where you and I differ, Diamond. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
How you personally feel. I'm taking my personal feelings away from that. Listen, you too.
Are we serious?
Scary, I'll say this. If Scary brought his personal feelings into this, he would have brought up Britney Spears because nobody loves Britney more than Scary.
Here, guys. We got to be logical.
I would have brought up U2 and Beastie Boys, but
even if I didn't like Beyonce, she's still one of the greatest performers of all time. Like,
I would definitely say one of.
Let's not take that away, right?
One of the greatest performers.
But is she the greatest?
To me, she's the greatest, but let's take me personally out of it. She's still one of the greatest performers.
She's in the conversation without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I don't think there's an answer. I think everybody is going to pick who they think is the greatest of all time.
I think we need categories.
Yeah,
we definitely
need categories.
Can we talk about Barbie Girl?
Come on, even I know that's not
and
the greatest.
And we're out of time.
All righty.
That is enjoyable, but it is not the greatest.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I got work to do.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.